From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Senate is voting on final passage of the Keystone XL pipeline. Republicans are praising the measure, saying it would create jobs and pump billions of dollars into the economy. Lisa Murkowski of Alaska is head of the Senate Energy Committee.
As important as moving this measure forward is for jobs and our economy and energy security, it has been good for the process, and I think good for the spirit of cooperation as we move forward.
The bill authorizes extension of the pipeline to the Gulf Coast. It's widely expected to pass, but without the votes it would need to override a promised presidential veto. Confirmation hearings for the president's attorney general nominee continued as lawmakers heard from 9 witnesses. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the focus of debate was on the White House, not veteran prosecutor Loretta Lynch.
Law professors called by the Senate Judiciary Committee's Republican majority criticized the administration for exercising too much authority on immigration and other hot-button issues. But when Vermont Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy asked whether any of the witnesses objected to Attorney General nominee Loretta Lynch, no one raised their hand. 2 Republicans on the committee have already said they'll vote no to confirm Lynch to lead the Justice Department. But she appears to have enough support to advance out of the judiciary panel and to a vote on the Senate floor. If confirmed, Lynch would be the first black woman to serve as U.S. Attorney General. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The self-described Islamic State, or ISIS, says it could kill 2 hostages if a prisoner isn't handed over to them. NPR's Alice Fordham reports a deadline, already extended once, has passed.
2 families are waiting for news. The ISIS hostages are Japanese journalist Kenji Goto and Jordanian pilot Muad al-Kasasba. There have been a series of messages from ISIS, not always consistent, but the most recent one demanded that a prisoner held in a Jordanian jail be released by sunset, otherwise the pilot will be killed. Earlier messages also threatened the journalist with death. Jordanian officials offered to free the prisoner, who is a would-be suicide bomber, but only if they received proof the pilot was still alive. Thus far, there has been no word from the extremists. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
U.S. defense officials say 3 American contractors have been shot to death by a gunman in the Afghan capital. The officials say it's not clear whether the shooter was a member of the Afghan security forces. On Wall Street, stocks are trading higher at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 215 points at 17,406. The Nasdaq Composite up 42 points. The S&P 500 up 18. This is NPR News in Washington. With the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday, the Secretary of Homeland Security says he's confident of security at the game. NPR's Brian Naylor reports Jay Johnson met with local and state officials in Arizona.
With recent terrorist attacks in Paris and elsewhere on their minds, officials say security at the Super Bowl will be extremely tight. Thousands of security personnel will surround the Glendale, Arizona stadium that's host to the game. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says everyone entering the stadium will be screened.
I'm confident that we've taken tremendous precautions for the Super Bowl. There are magnetometers everywhere. We're screening all the people who come into the stadium, including workers.
The FAA, meanwhile, says the game will be a no-drone zone, and anyone who tries to buzz the stadium with an unmanned aircraft could land in jail. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers are introducing legislation that would repeal all restrictions on U.S. citizens' travel to Cuba. It's the first step in Congress toward ending the U.S. embargo since the president pushed for better relations with the country last month. Senator Jeff Flake says allowing more travel to Cuba will eventually prove beneficial.
There are no guarantees that this will bring democracy next year or the next, but I think it's far more likely to set conditions where democracy will come sooner.
A bipartisan companion bill on travel is expected to be introduced in the House next week. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.